This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There's a saying about financial crises that goes like this. They happen very, very slowly and then all at once. I mention that because today we had a hybrid business and political crisis for the president of the United States that unfolded slowly at first and then unraveled in a big, big hurry. CEOs of some of the biggest companies in America, after saying the past 2 days they simply had to stay on two of the president's various White House councils so that they could, to quote one of them, participate in the discussion on how to drive growth and productivity in the United States, changed their minds. As more CEOs started dropping out this morning and after the members of those councils decided amongst themselves to disband, the president said he was going to end them anyway. Thank you very much. Rachel Abrams is one of our Friday regulars. She's also at the New York Times. Hey, Rachel.
Hey there.
Is it going too far to say, at least for today anyway, that corporate America seems to be distancing or divorcing itself from President Trump?
I don't think that's going too far. It certainly seems like some of the biggest CEOs in the president's orbit are really recalibrating how closely associated they want to be with the president. Normally, these advisory councils are really prestigious seats at the table for CEOs, and it has seemed more and more that these CEOs find this association to be increasingly a liability, given all of the backlash against how the president has handled certain recent events, including and, of course, mostly his response to the events in Charlottesville this past weekend.
You have to look at this, many lenses, but one that lends itself right away is the idea that President Trump was the businessman president. He was the CEO president who now can't get CEOs to sit down in the same room with him.
Right. And I think that the business community has really viewed him as being business friendly. I don't know whether he's been truly accepted by the Wall Street community, for example. Mm. We've written a lot about how Wall Street, especially after some of his company's bankruptcy and financial troubles, banks were very hesitant to lend to him. But in terms of whether the business community embraced him as a president, I think we can certainly say that they were very optimistic that he would enact policies that would be very business friendly. He would certainly, corporations are looking to him for tax reform purposes. Specifically, they're really interested in corporate tax reform, lowering the corporate tax rate. But I think that as we've seen Republicans really stumble to get legislation passed, I think that the optimism that there are going to be big legislative wins that will benefit the business community, I think that optimism is waning. And I think that at the same time, there's this growing risk of being associated with the president. And the idea is that the CEOs will get a seat at the table, they'll get access to the president, and the ability to help shape an agenda is worth whatever backlash the CEOs might get.
Just because this is the way things seem to go with this president, that something happens and he turns around, pretends it almost didn't, and then 6 months later, you know, he turns it somehow to his advantage, it's possible that by like Christmas, they could be buddies again.
I mean, anything's possible. It's impossible to predict the future. I feel like all these CEOs are just trying to figure out, is this ultimately more beneficial than it is harmful? And I think for them to feel like association with the president is more beneficial, they're going to have to get something in return for that association. And I don't know if they've really seen that yet.
Rachel Abrams at the New York Times. Thanks, Rachel.
Thank you.